The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, December 9, 2022. Leaders of the Communist Party of Cuba, PCC, are holding as of today, Friday 9th, the fifth plenary session of the Central Committee of this organization, which will prioritize the agenda for discussing the current economic situation of the country. The meeting includes debates on the ideological work and the attention to the youth and mass organizations, as well as the fulfillment of the agreements adopted in the 8th Congress, which urge its members to deepen and intensify the essences and values of the Cuban Social Project. Issues such as the policy of cadres, the state of militancy, the actions of the party in the fight against crime, among other issues, will also be analyzed. Since its 8th Congress in April 2021, the PCC develops a process of transformation to strengthen its functioning, democratize its ways of doing, and encourage a greater protagonist role of its militancy in the face of the most pressing problems faced by society. The PCC is recognized by the 2019 Constitution as the guiding political organization of Cuban society, which held its 8th Congress in April 2021. The technical work to install the Arimao submarine fiber optic cable will begin this Friday 9th. As part of the agreement signed between the Cuban telecommunications company, Etexa, and the French company, Orange, as was revealed during the inaugural ceremony of the process. Deputy Prime Minister Jorge Luis Perdomo de Lela said that the deployment of Arimao cable from the province of Cienfuegos to the Caribbean island of Martinique will allow the expansion and diversification of international capacities given the growing demand for internet connection services. He commented that the project reflects the will of the Cuban government towards digital transformation and will be combined with the only submarine connectivity route that the largest of the Antilles has, the Alba One cable, fruit of the brotherhood with the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela. According to Perdomo de Lela, the project proves the intention to continue alliances with prestigious international companies such as Orange, even with the obstacles imposed by the blockade imposed by the United States, whose government has repeatedly forbidden Cuba to obtain permits for the installation of a telecommunications cable connecting the two countries. Young people and personalities close to the lives of the five Cuban anti-terrorist fighters who served severe sentences in U.S. prisons commemorated Thursday the 8th anniversary of their return to the country. The Higher Institute of International Relations, where two of them studied, hosted the meeting. On the occasion, a film with part of the testimonies of those who lived through this difficult process with Gerardo Hernandez, Ramon Lavagnino, Antonio Guerrero, René González, and Fernando González was presented. In addition to their relatives and the said institute students, the event was attended by the Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, Ana Yancy Rodriguez, and the Director of the Center for International Policy Research, José Ramón Cabañas. Also present was diplomat José Anselmo López, who was the first to visit the Cuban anti-terrorist known as the Cuban Five when they were in prison. In a pleasant atmosphere for the dialogue, they recounted details about their experiences in prison while announcing the publication of a book that gathers these anecdotes from a humanist vision with traces of humor. Their return home after more than 16 years of unjust imprisonment meant another victory for the Cuban Revolution while strengthening the people's confidence in the leader Fidel Castro as his historic promise was fulfilled. I only tell you one thing, they will return. And in the international agenda, we have that. The Health Commission of Congress recognized the work of the Cuban Medical Brigade in Guatemala, where it is currently present in 16 of the 22 departments of that country. The balance of the work of the Legislative Chamber, chaired by Congressman Ebert Figueroa, and which was attended by Health Minister Francisco Coma, took into account the leadership, commitment, perseverance, and dedication of the doctors from the island, whose results translate into the welfare and health of Guatemalans. Cuban Medical Brigade's National Coordinator, Marieta Coutinho, received the distinction on behalf of the more than 400 collaborators who provide their services here in remote communities and villages. On November 5, the mission celebrated 24 years of uninterrupted presence in the land of the Quetzal. Since the arrival of the first doctors in 1998, upon the official request for help from the government of Alvaro Arzu to Cuba. Meanwhile, the Uruguayan justice system ordered the imprisonment of two retired military officers on charges of deprivation of liberty and private violence committed during the dictatorship. Judge Silvia Urioste ordered it against former officers Carlos Alberto Rosell and Glauco Yavone in the case of the kidnapping of two opposition activists. Universindo Rodriguez and Lilian Celiberti and their two underage children were abducted in Porto Alegre in Brazil in November 1978 as part of a joint operation by the regimes in force in both countries at the time. The investigation by the Special Prosecutor of Crimes Against Humanity determined that Yanone and Rosell participated in the Broken Shoes operation, which has as its objective the arrest of the General Secretary of the People's Victory Party, Hugo Gores, in Brazilian territory. After the kidnapping operation, the children were handed over to their maternal grandparents 18 days later, while Rodriguez and Celiberti remained in prison until the end of the Uruguayan dictatorship. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.